Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. All glory goes to God. Hallelujah. Just praising his holy name. Amen. He's worthy of all our praises. I just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Voice of Truth is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao. Amen. Glory be to God, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ around the whole world. If you would like to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrao50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Apostle Yvonne Rao, and you can leave her an inbox there. Amen. If you would like to get connected to Voice of Truth, you can contact me through Facebook, Elaine Jackson. Amen. We want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry for a monthly offering of $25 or more. If you would like to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, if you can contact Apostle Yvonne at yrao50@gmail.com or inbox her at Prophetess Yvonne Rao and leave her a message there. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne. First, we have Pathetic Corner on Sunday from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. We encourage you to get connected and stay connected to Pathetic Corner, a powerful woman of God, always come with a blessed and powerful word from God and a true prophet of the Lord. Also on Sunday, we have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I, Ministry Lane, is your host from 6:30 till 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Then on Mondays, let me take that back, on Tuesdays, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Rao, and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. God is doing some new things with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. So we got to get used to the new things. Amen. Glory to God. He is an awesome God. But we want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord every Tuesday night. Amen. You can check out Prophetess Yvonne, or Apostle Yvonne's Facebook page, and you can get all the information there so that you can listen in on them every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. With prophecy, true prophecy, a powerful word, and with Pastor, who is a preaching man. My God, he is a preaching man. I love to hear Pastor preach. Amen. A powerful man of God. We want to encourage you to get connected. If you need leadership, you need coaching, whatever you need, Apostle Yvonne and Pastor will be able to get you where you need to be. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Then on, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. And I'm getting all confused here. It got some different stuff going on. But anyway, Monday morning, we have Moment in the Spirit, amen, hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. This is always a powerful word, amen. It's always an on-time word. It's always a blessed word. You can receive it for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, amen, you can just contact Apostle Riley at the information that I gave you earlier. Moment in the Spirit is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you can receive it for $25 or more. So you want to get that. I tell you, it will bless you every single time. She does an awesome job. Minister Michelle does an awesome job with that. So I want to encourage you to get that. Amen. Glory to God. And you will truly be blessed. Then on Wednesday, we have Midday Manna with Sister Sheila Averick. Every Wednesday is always a blessed word and a powerful word from God. And I want to encourage you to get it. Amen. Get connected and stay connected to the WOW team and Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. We're on the move for God, and God is doing new things. Amen. He's moving us in a new direction, and he's going to do great and mighty things through this ministry. So you want to be a part of what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team. Then on Saturday, we have Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Ash, every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected and stay connected. Amen. Always a powerful word, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. You want to get connected. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just know that God is going to do some great and mighty things. He's going to do great work through this team of ministers, prophets, and preachers and pastors. Glory be to God. So we just thank him for his work that he's going to do, a mighty work. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Voice of Truth is doing a new thing. We now have 50 lines open. If somebody needs prayer at the end of the service, if you would just press the 1, you don't have to say your name. Amen. You just need to just give me your prayer request. Amen. And we will pray for you. Amen. Even the other team members will be praying along with me. Amen. So we just thank God for what he is doing with the WOW team and Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, oh God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. We worship your holy name, oh Father, for thou art worthy of all our praises. Oh Father God, we just come with a heart of praise. We come with a heart to worship. We just come, Father, just to say thank you, Father God. We just thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for providing everything that we need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come praying, Father God, that you will save souls all through the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just said thank you, Lord. We just said we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praise. Lord, we just said thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every soul that will be saved. We thank you for every healing. We thank you for every deliverance, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, for all things, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon tongue that rose up against us shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just said thank you. We just give you all the praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your word go forth through the airway with much power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just honor and give you praise for your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you to supply the needs of your people all through the land, oh Father. We just ask you to supply the gifts and the food and the clothing for this family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just give you praise and glory for it even now, God, because we know that you are able, God. We know that you can do it, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them, Father, in a mighty name. Mighty way, oh God. We know that it's going to be all right, Father, because you are still in control. Oh God, we just said thank you, Father. We just give you praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Oh my God, we just said thank you. We just thank you for making a way for this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Everything is going to be all right. Glory be to God. Father God, we just thank you even now, Father God, for saving souls all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of the crack houses. Bring them out of prostitution. Bring them off the drugs. taste of liquor off of their tongue, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We ask you to clean them up even now, God, for your purpose, oh God, and for your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, I just give this message back unto you, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, don't let them look at me or hear me, but let them hear the voice of truth that speaketh, oh God, unto his people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you for every healing. We thank you for every deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your power of the Holy Ghost that heals and delivers and sets free, oh God. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The message today will come from, hallelujah, my God, will come from Matthew today, the second chapter. Amen. We're getting ready for the Christmas season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't get so caught up in the commercial part of it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, don't spend all your money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to come from Matthew, the second chapter. Amen. The message will come from this set of scriptures. And the word of God reads, and I'm starting at verse number 1, chapter 2 in Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the day of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judah, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the private princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it come and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the stars, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they present unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our key scripture, verse number 2, and says, saying, where is he that is born of the king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Amen. The title of our message today is come to worship him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just wonder, I got a question on you. Hallelujah. When you go to the church house, glory be to God. Hallelujah. What are you going for? Hallelujah. What is your purpose? What is your reason for going? Hallelujah. Well, the word of God just said unto us, hallelujah, that the wise men, glory be to God, came and seek to worship the newborn baby Jesus. Oh, my God, hallelujah. There's a song that said, I don't know what you came to do. I came to clap my hands. I came to
I come to stop my feet. Hallelujah. I come to praise him. I come to worship him. I wonder, what do you go to church for? Hallelujah. Many go to church, but are you going to worship the Lord? Did you come to worship him, or did you come to see what Sister Susie had on? Did you come to see what pair of shoes Susie wore to church today? Did you come to see who Susie had on her arms with her, what man she brought to church with her? Did you come to look for a husband or a wife? Did you come, glory to God, did you come, hallelujah, looking for another man? A man looking for a man, a woman looking for a woman in the house. Glory be to God. What are you coming into the house for? Did you come to worship him? We come for many things, but are we truly coming to worship him? Hallelujah. And then, are we coming with something? Are we coming with a gift? Are we coming with our tithes and offerings? Are we coming? Are we coming to worship him? Glory be to God. They had came afar, the wise men, to worship him and to give praise unto him until the newborn came. When Jesus was born, and when he was born, the wise men seek him. Glory be to God, to give him praise, to give him worship. We are to come to the house of God to worship him. Hallelujah. But we come for many other things, but we don't come to worship. I just wonder what you worship. Glory be to God. We're in the Christmas season. I wonder, what are you worshiping this season? I wonder what you truly worship. Are you worshiping God? Are you really worshiping the one who was sent that you might live? Are you really worshiping the Lord? See, they say they come to worship him. We come to find him. We come to seek him. We come to worship the Lord. I wonder, are you coming to worship the Lord? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, let us come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to be worshiping the Lord as the wise men came. We go to the house of God. We ought to be seeking the word of God. We ought to be worshiping him. Glory be to God. We ought not to be looking, glory be to God, all around the tank, glory be to God, at everything else, glory be to God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Everything is going on in the church house, but you worship, glory be to God. We got to worship him. Well, if you're going to worship him, you got to seek him. You're going to worship him, you got to know him. You can only worship him if you know him, glory be to God. And our pastor always tells us, anybody can pray, glory be to God, but everybody, you got to know him to worship him. You got to know him. You got to know him to worship him. When you come to the house, you got to praise him. You got to worship him. Oh, my God. You got to come into his presence. Glory be to God. With worship, you got to get down on your knees. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You got to worship him. He deserves our worship. Hallelujah. We ought to worship him. We need to worship him and thank him for all that he has done. Glory be to God. We come in the church for many things, but we don't truly come to worship. Glory be to God. Some come because we got a new ride. We want people to see our new ride. We want somebody to see our new outfit. We want people to see all of that stuff, but we don't come to the house. Worship. You know, we can go to a building, but our house is us. Our body, our spirit ought to worship God. See, we are the church. Glory be to God. Many times people don't understand. Glory be to God. Let me tell you. Glory to God. Many people don't understand when I say I'm not a minister without walls, because see, I'm the church. I belong to God. Hallelujah. It's not the building. See, when God get ready to come back, when he come back for his worshipers, oh, my God. When he get ready to come back for them, he's not coming to the building. He's coming for the people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. The true worshipers of God seek him and worship him just as the wise men. We need to come to worship him. Not to be an outside show unto the world, but come to worship him. We ought to come to exalt his name. We ought to come to adore him and lift his name up on high. glory be to God. Oh, glory to God. We come in the fineness of rye and $1 in our pocket to put in a tithing offering. Come with a gift unto God, because all things belong to him. But yet you come with a dollar in your hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I remember when I was a little girl. Let me testify. Glory to God. I remember when I was a little girl, it was this particular person. I used to see people do it all the time. They'll have a dollar for the Sunday school tray. They'll have a dollar for the public outfit. And then they not have a dollar for any other little building song they have in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They will have that. But you need to bring God a real gift. Because when the wise men came and presented their gift and present the gift unto Mary and Joseph for Jesus, they came with the finest of things. They came with the gold and frankincense and the myrrh. They came with the finest things and presented it unto God. Hallelujah, my God. And not only that, they came with a presence. They came with a praise. They came with a worship. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Somebody help me now. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. We ought to come to him with praise. Hallelujah. If ain't nobody else in the church saying amen, we ought to be praising, worshiping him. We ought to be testifying and glorifying his name. We ought to be worshiping him for who he is. Hallelujah. You know, the Christmas season is here. My God. But I heard many are worshiping in God and said, thank you, God, for what I have. Lord, I just said, thank you. Lord, I just worship. I may not have what the next person has, but I said, thank you. See, that you keep trying to keep up with the Joneses gets you in a lot of trouble. Glory be to God when you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if we were called to worship him and be humble and be real with God and seek him for real, oh, hallelujah, what a change it would be in our lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, but we have so many tempers in the house of God. Oh, my God. We have so many great pretenders in the house. Glory be to God, my God, my God. It's time to get right for God. Get right, for God is soon to return. You got to get right with him. You got to come and worship. He see you. He know your heart. He know the only time you lift your hands is on a Sunday morning. Glory be to God. When you come up in the church house. Ah, hallelujah. Now, all that time that you lift your hand is on a Sunday morning. Glory be to God. But what happened to the rest of the week? Glory be to God, my God. We ought to always come to worship him. Every day of our lives, we ought to be worshiping God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to worship him. When it comes to the things of God, we ain't got time to worship. We can worship. You know, well, how I'm wasting my car, because every time you don't even want no dust to get on your car. You don't even want no mud to get on your car. Oh, my God, my God. Because you're worshiping that. That's your car. Hallelujah. Your house is your car. And you come, hallelujah, to keep it clean and worship it and keep it full again. But you ought to come to the house. And you ought to come to the house with a spirit to worship. You ought to come to say, worship the Lord. I come to give you glory. I come to magnify your name. I come to give you praise because you're worthy. See, our mouth will continue in praise and worship. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, my God. If we would do like the wise men did. Oh, we too cute to kneel down. Oh, no, I can't mess up my $100 suit. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. My Lord, help me, Jesus. Oh, God, we love to say, help me, Jesus. Glory be to God. When you get real and stop playing, glory be to God. When you come to worship him, you got to be real. You can't tell God. Stop playing. Stop playing church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. So I'm thankful that you can't even have a ministry if you don't have a building, a brick and mortar. That's not a truth. It's not in the Word of God. It's not in the Word of God anywhere. Glory be to God. You may not understand it, but it ain't in the Word of God. Hallelujah. You can search the world out, the Word all over, you won't find it. Matter of fact, the Bible says that when even Jesus was doing his earthly ministry, he walked everywhere he went. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We ought to come to worship him. We ought to come with a heart that is open to receive his word. Glory be to God. We really don't want the truth. Glory be to God. We don't want the truth. Not for real. We don't want the truth because we want to still live in sin. But see, Jesus was born. That's why I said when Jesus was born. When he was born, salvation came. When he was born, the gift of life, eternal life, it came through the Son. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that not only did the wise man come, but the shepherds, they came. Glory be to God, my God. They came. They came to see. They came to pray. The Bible says the host of angels even praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to come with a spirit to worship. Hallelujah. We ought not to come with a spirit to judge. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Because I come to the house of God to praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You can just have a special place in your house where you praise and worship the Lord. Glory be to God, my God. If we would just praise him, glory be to God. Even Harold, even though he was not given the truth, Harold even said, you know, if you find him, I want to come and worship him too. A great pretender. There are many great pretenders out there. They don't really want God. They want what they can get from God. Oh, they follow ministry because what they can get. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Harold didn't really want to praise. He didn't really want to come. And he didn't really want to worship him. He had something else in plan. But God already fixed that. That's why you can't hide them from God. Glory be to God. He sees all things. He knows all things. He sees all things. He knows every sin. There's no hidden sin unto him. Glory be. He already knows. Glory be to God. But they said when they saw the star, they began to rejoice with great joy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just have to say that, you know, worshiping him and being in his presence, oh, my God, I can't even explain it. Oh, it's the awesomest thing in the world to be in the presence of God in worship and to hear the Lord speak to you. Glory be to God. Have you ever been, glory be to God, where the Lord just helps you? Good God Almighty, hallelujah. In the arms of the Lord, glory be to God. That's what you get when you worship him, when you spend time with him, when you talk to him. Glory be to God. And living in righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. He visits you. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to learn to worship him. We got to worship him and nobody else. Worship him. And nobody in the church said nothing. Glory be to God. You ought to have a worship out of your spirit. You ought to have praise out of your spirit. Glory be to God. That's at all time. Glory be to God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that they came into the house. They came into the house to praise, to worship him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, when I look at this set of scripture, you know, because it says when Jesus was born, hallelujah, that means after his birth, glory be to God, we really celebrate Christmas, glory be to God, hallelujah, but Christ's birth, him being born, him, his life, his death and his resurrection, all of that ties together and brings forth a worship because we have a reason to worship him. We have to worship him for his grace and his mercy, his loving kindness, his goodness. We have to worship him for all of those things because when he was born, glory be to God, hallelujah, we can be forgiven of our sins. Hallelujah. Because he was going to shed his blood that we might live. In him and through him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We got to worship him. Hallelujah. And we have to do it, and we have to do it all by ourselves. Sometimes we have to walk alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if the wise man can travel as far as they travel just to come to worship him, we ought to be willing to do the same thing. We ought to be willing to worship him at any cost. Glory be to God. Whether you're on your job, whether you're in the church, whether you're out and about shopping, glory be to God, hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, you ought to be worshiping him. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We ought to give him that worship because he deserves that worship. Hallelujah. What would we be if it had not been for him? Hallelujah. Because it is him that wakes up and touches us every morning and starts us on a new day. Hallelujah. It is his word that we ought to be living by. Glory be to God. We ought to come with a praise and a worship. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We ought not to be ashamed to kneel down in prayer before the Lord. We ought to kneel down and tell him what we need. Lord, I need you. That's why he tells us, you know, God already knows what we need. It's in the word of God. God already knows what we need before we even ask. But if we would go to him on bended knee, they bend down on their knees. It says they fell down. They was on their knees. People just, glory to God. They were on their knees worshiping him, the newborn king. They was on their knees worshiping the Son of God, the Savior, the Christ, the Messiah, who had come to save his people from his sin. He was born, glory be to God, that we might live through him. Glory be to God, my God, my God. If we would just worship him. We worship so many other things. I just wonder what you're worshiping. Hallelujah. But if you worship him, if you come to worship him, you come for real, everything you need will be supplied. Things that you wouldn't even think. Glory be. I can tell you so much stuff. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But God is so awesome that he's able to supply everything that we need. But we have to spend time with him. We have to spend time with him in worship. We have to spend time with him in the word. We have to spend time with him. We have to read the word. We got to know it. Hallelujah. Now, the prophecy was fulfilled here in the Bible when Jesus was born. And the wise men came with the gift. Hallelujah. You ought to come always with a gift. You ought to always come with something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you got more than a dollar, will you please start giving more than a dollar? Because God knows everything that you got. He just asked you for 10%. And he owned the whole check, and I. Glory be to God. Come with a heart to give unto the church of God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what nobody else doing with the money. You do what you need to do with it. You give as he has said to give, and that's 10% of what you make. Give him 10%. Hallelujah. Off the gross amount, not the net. Glory be to God. Uh-oh, I just messed somebody up because they're giving it off the net, but you're supposed to give it off the gross because that's what you actually bring home. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's come and give. Let's give. Let's do it right. Glory be to God. Let us give unto the Lord. As the wise men gave. Now, They was rich men. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were wise enough to know to come to Jesus, to come with a gift. They was wise to know that they had to kneel down in worship. They were wise enough to know that he was the Son of God. They was wise enough to know that. Glory be to God. They want to come wise men. They were wise enough to know. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Lord, we just praise you for your word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Many come in the church house, glory be to God. But they ain't coming in the church house right. You can't. You got to come correct in the house of God. You got to come with respect. You got to come with honor. in how we dress, how we live. Glory be to God. We got to practice what we preach. We can't preach one thing and live another thing. Glory be to God. If we say, glory be to God, that we belong to God, our lifestyle ought to show that, and that's everywhere we are. Whatever we do, wherever we are, whether we at school or whether we at work, whether we are out shopping, whatever we're doing, family gatherings, wherever we are, our ways are to acknowledge who we are. It should acknowledge that we belong to Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. So somebody else will want to come to Christ when they see how you carry yourself. Glory be to God, my God, my God. If we would just come to worship him, if we would come to hear the word. I'm gonna give this testimony because I love to give testimonies. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Had an individual that was talking about a message, you can put it like that. A pastor had preached a message, and they were just going on about some of the stuff, and some of it, honest to truth, was just foolishness. Glory be to God. And God said, ask the person, what was the message? What was the message? What was the message? They couldn't even tell me what the message was. Because they were so caught up in everything else that was going on and the many things that were said that had nothing to do with God. They couldn't even tell you what the message was. Have you ever been, glory be to God, in a place and you can't even remember the message? Come to worship him. It's the title of the message today. You don't remember nothing else I say, anything else I say. Remember that she said, come to worship him. Come to worship him. Whatever you do, come to worship him. Don't come worshiping anything else. Don't come worshiping the big fine building. Don't come worshiping your pastors, your preachers, and all those. Come to worship him. They're just the messengers of the God. Come to worship him. To hear his word. Come to him. Come to worship him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If you are not saved, you have to come to be saved. You have to come to be healed. You have to come for deliverance. Now, something wrong if you go up and you come into a church house and you ain't get no healing, no deliverance. Something wrong with that. Glory be to God. Because everywhere that Jesus went, when he was doing his ministry, there was healing. That was delivering, and people were getting set free. Glory be to God, my God, my God. We ought to come to worship him. Hallelujah. See, when you began to worship him, whatever problem or situation you had, once you get into his presence, you don't forget about your pain. You don't forget about your sorrow. You don't forget about all those bills that had to be paid. When you come into worship, when you come in the presence of God and begin to worship him and you leave all that stuff at the foot of the cross and just worship him and believe in him and trust in him to make a way, it's all in your worship. It's all in your worship. But you got to know him. You got to know him for yourself. You got to know him to worship him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You got to be real when it comes to him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. He deserves your worship. He deserved that time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I know so many times we all get caught up in everyday life and doing our own thing. That time kind of passes by. You know, we get up in the morning and say, well, I can do it in the evening time or I do it late at night. And oh, you know it, the next day come, you hadn't opened your Bible, you haven't said thank you to the Lord, you haven't worshiped him, you hadn't said anything unto him, just gone by your merry way. But now is the time that we must get right with God. We must begin to worship him and to praise him and spend time. We in perilous time. It ain't going to get no better. But when you know him, and you're able to worship, you ain't got no worries. Glory be to God. You ain't going to care about who's getting where and who's running what. You ain't going to worry about that because you know that God is still in control. Glory be to God. See, he wants to talk to you, but you won't even worship. You won't even read the word. Glory be to God. You're too busy. You're too busy doing your own thing. Glory be to God. But you need to come back to that place of worship. You need to come back to him. And you need to keep the vows that you have promised unto God. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He's got it. You promised it. Glory be to God. You never make a promise unto God and not keep it. Glory be to God. It's not good to do that. Glory be to God. My God, you got to make time. Glory be to God. Because the devil will never, ever let you have time to do what you need to do for God. You will continue to pull it off. Put it off. He said, if I could, you know what? The devil be saying, if I could just keep them busy, they won't have time to worship. They won't have time to read. They won't have time to pray. They won't have time to go to church. They won't have time to get down on their knees, even in prayer, because I got them so busy with the things of the world. Glory be to God. But if we will begin to worship him, hallelujah, and thank him for his marvelous work, if we will begin to worship him and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you with my whole heart. I praise you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We would just start doing those things. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If we would just start to worship him, glory be to God, my God, my God. And everything about doing the work of God and being a worshiper, and a, hallelujah. Everything comes with time. You got to learn how to get there, but you can get there. But you got to spend time doing that. Glory be to God. The more you worship him, glory be to God, the more the troubles just seem to just fade away. It's like a chaff in the wind. Glory be to God. It just goes away in worship. Hallelujah. When you're in that place of worship, even when you're not feeling well, if you're not feeling good, or if you just began to sing a song of praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it don't have to be a song that somebody else wrote. You can just sing something from your heart. You can say, well, Lord, I just love you, Lord, and I worship your name. Oh, Holy God, hallelujah. To your name, I worship you. See, that's just something that came up on my spirit, because I love the Lord. And he's been so good to me, my God. Hallelujah. If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't be here today. Glory be to God. But because of him, I'm here today. Glory be to God. To let you know, hallelujah, that if you would just come to him, if you would just seek him as the wise men sought him, they were looking for him. Many times we can't find him because we don't look for him. We don't seek him. We look for love in all the wrong places, but we don't seek it in the right place. We don't seek it in God. They were seeking him. They came into the house with worship. Once they found the baby Jesus, glory be to God, what a worship. Hallelujah. And you don't have to be the best singer. And you don't have to sing like nobody else. Glory be to God. It could be just a song that's like the song that just came up out of my spirit. I didn't plan to sing that. Glory be to God. That came up out of my spirit. Glory be to God. God knows our heart. Hallelujah. He knows us. He knows us better than we know our own self. And he knows when we're real about him. Glory be to God. And the things of God, we got to be real about the things of God. Hallelujah. We must come to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. We got to come. Let us come. And let us worship him. Hallelujah. Let us bow down on our knees. Glory be to God. Sometimes we have to fall on our face and worship. Hallelujah. My God, we ought to come to worship him. not to worship anything else, but to worship him who is worthy of all of our praise and our worship. He's worthy. Hallelujah. We ought to worship him day in and day out. Glory be to God. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be thanking him every single day of our life. We ought to say, thank you. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. If you don't know, hallelujah. If you don't know him, glory be to God. We ought to get to know him. Get to know him. Get in that place of worship. Hallelujah. And if you want to listen to other music, you can listen to it on YouTube. You can listen to it on your phone. You can just put in Google a worship song and begin to worship. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You don't get lost in worship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't meditate. Glory be to God. We'll be so busy sometimes. We'll give God like 10 minutes of prayer, a few minutes of song. But when you truly get in worship and worshiping the Lord on bended knees or in your place of worship, hallelujah, you could worship and worship him for hours. Time would be done went by that fast. Glory be to God. I'm telling you what I know. Glory be to God. If you would worship him for real, hallelujah, my God, my God, and praise him for real. Give him the glory that he deserves. Hallelujah. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. The true worshiper. The true worshipers know how to worship him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no pretending when it comes to a true worshiper of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. But if we would worship him and seek him in all things, hallelujah, and acknowledge him in all things, and trust him, and don't leave him until our own understanding, but trust him, and acknowledge him in all our ways. Hallelujah. And what we do, what we say, how we live. Hallelujah. If we would just worship him. And don't forget to bring a gift. Hallelujah. Many times people want to come, but they don't want to give anything. They want God to give them everything, but you got to have a seed. You got to plant something in the ground. They brought unto him a gift. And they didn't bring them nothing cheap. They didn't bring him nothing for no dollar store. Glory be to God. But they brought him something that was worth something. They brought him the finest of what they had. Glory be to God, because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He knows what you had. You can't hide it. You're going to have holes in your pocket. Glory be to God. So we want to receive from the ministries of God. We're talking about the true church. We're talking about the true leaders of God. We don't want to never give unto them. We'll come and we'll go places and we can pray for all kind of prophets. And don't get no healing, no deliverance, no nothing. But you just done gave away your money. But you don't want to give unto the church of God. You don't want to give unto a true prophet. A pastor that's called evangelist. Hallelujah. You ought to come with a gift. You ought to come with a presence. Hallelujah. And then, you know, and then necessarily, God knows what you have, but you got to be willing to give. They came for miles, but they did not come empty-handed. Glory be to God. There is something that you can always give unto God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, no matter what it is. Hallelujah. Whatever God tells you to give, you need to sow. If you're being blessed by a ministry of God, you need to sow into it. Glory be to God. If you receive healing from a ministry and deliverance of God, then you ought to sow into that ministry. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You need to sow. Hallelujah. You got to have something to work with. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't plant nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. It's just like a farmer. If you don't plant no seed, he ain't going to have no corn. He ain't going to have no beans. He ain't going to have no collard greens. He ain't going to have no turnip. He ain't going to have none of that. Because he didn't work. He didn't plant no seed in God. So he can't go out there every day looking for a harvest when he ain't planting nothing. You got to come with a gift unto God. Hallelujah. And you got to be obedient unto what he said. Give the 10% off your growth of your income. don't cheat God. Will a man rob God? How will he rob God in his tithes and his offering? Glory be to God, my God, my God. We must come. We must come with a worship, and we must come with a gift. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. You say, well, I got to pay my life bill. If you pay your tithes and offering, as God has asked you to do, your life won't get cut off. Your water won't get cut off, and you will not starve. Glory be to God. He will keep clothes on your back and shoes on your feet, but you got to be obedient. Hallelujah. You got to do what he asked you to do according to his word. Glory be to God. Do what he said. Glory be to God, and worship him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God for his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. If you don't know him, if you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, for the pardon of your sin, if you would say this with me, just say, Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer, you honestly do repent. We believe that you are saved. Welcome to the body of Christ. Find your Bible, believe in church. Get your Bible and begin to read it. Glory be to God. Begin to read it. Begin to develop your relationship with him. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Begin to read the word of God daily. Glory be to God. You can inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, if you have given your life to Christ, or any one of the other team members. Amen. If you can just inbox them and let them know, hey, you know, I listened to the show today and I gave my life to Christ. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And we will pray with you. Hallelujah. We'll pray with you and help you to get into that place of worship. Hallelujah. And tithing it and doing all the things that God has asked all of us to do. It's not just for a certain group of people, but it's for all of us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, you can press the one and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God for his word. Hallelujah to God. And if you didn't listen to Pathetic Corner today with Prophetess Martha Williams, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the message today where she taught and preached about praise today. Amen. God is so good, and he deserves all of our praises. Amen. If you missed Saturday, amen, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, a powerful word on yesterday. Hallelujah, we just praise God for his word. But I do want to encourage you to know that, you know, God is able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to set free. But we must come to him in praise and in worship. We must come with a heart to give and to receive his word. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. We ought to come to receive a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you come on Tuesday night to listen to Apostle Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle, you're going to receive a word from the Lord. And you're going to receive some good preaching. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You're going to receive the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You ought to come and be a part of what God is doing with the Wild Team. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just give God all the praise. He is so worthy of all our praise. I want to encourage you to come and be a part of the show, the broadcast next Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Let your friends and your neighbors know to come, to be a part of what God is doing with this ministry. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, we want to encourage you to sow a seed into this ministry. God will always tell you what to sow. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. He's not a God that he's trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you. Amen. And I'm a living witness that if you give unto him, he will give it back to you more with an overflow. overflow. Glory be to God. That's the kind of God that we serve when we truly serve the living God. Hallelujah. He will make a way out of no way. Amen. We got to be like the wise men. We have to seek. We have to come. We can't come empty-handed. We got to come with a gift. And we must come to worship him. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't see any callers on the line, but we're going to go ahead and do the benediction for the day. Amen. All glory goes to God for his holy word. Amen. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. You have a blessed week in the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.